Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It is going great. I survived another trip to Vegas, which was a really good trip. It was long, but it was fun. Only positive things happened.
Like, was there a positive EV?
Well, it was. I managed to retain my Win Platinum, which I didn't think I was going to do, which I did everything yesterday morning. I was able to get my points. Chasing those comps was successful. Well, on top of the fact that I had to play stupid slots to do it, and I actually hit a bonus round on that Genghis Kong Dragon Link for $1,120.
Nice. See, slots aren't so stupid. You know, they could be fun.
I hate this dilemma. I think they're fun. Of course I think they're fun. There's right. Never been I've never questioned slots being fun. I did play the new NFL slot, which was pretty cool. Though it seems to suck a lot of money. So I never argue that they're fun. I just hate trying to have to chase points with slots because it can be so feast or famine. But I had no choice because I had another 700 tier points to go. And the only way to do that effectively in a few hours is to do it with slots. So I had to suck it up.
Yeah, you do earn points faster with slots than you would with table games. I mean, it's always about, you know, if the pit boss is paying attention to how much you put down and if they put in the system correctly. I've heard a lot of nuances with that.
I was actually giving some data points on that. Yeah, they rated me really, really well. And the session was sort of back and forth. I mean, it was a great session. I was enjoying myself, but I just cut it off after a certain amount of time because I sort of felt I was comfortable with that, which was basically a loss that I recovered at slots. It was about $900, I think. So that was pretty good. Anytime you can recover a loss from craps and slots, that's way on the good side of variance.
Absolutely. And now it's time for the news and views. We're not doing news today. Basically because everything is about F1, F1 woes, and the culinary union threatening to strike in the middle of F1, and they're just too much F1 shit, and I am F1'd out. But what I do want to talk about today is that Michael and I got to hang out at Wynn on Saturday. It was a fun experience, and we saw some amazing things. There was something called Concourse Cars. Michael, do you remember what you heard about those?
Yes, I do actually, because they had two cars from that specific like car show that they do at Wynn that's in the area that's between Encore and Wynn Las Vegas, including one of the cars, which is the fastest EV in the world. And of course, I'm not going to remember what name it is unless I looked it up. You probably know. And we were having a little chat with one of the security guys about those cars, because I think I joked something like about the price of the car. And he's like, that car is a lot more expensive than that.
Yeah. I remember you were like, you said something like, you know, like a few $100,000. And he just sort of chuckled. And he's like, that car right there is $2,379,000. Like, and it was just like, I know. Okay.
Those two cars together are $5 million.
Yeah, that was crazy. There's this other car too. And I really like that one because it reminds me of this car I have in GTA Online. And it kind of reminds me of the Batmobile of the old Batmobile. Remember Batman and Robin? Remember the TV mm-hmm. series in color, even though I had a black and white TV and I never understood why they said that back when I was a kid and we were poor. Anyway, it reminded me of that because it had like the two like things.
It's really your parents didn't love you. It's not that you were poor.
No. It was one parent and we were
that's
poor.
That's horrible. That's
it was one parent and we were poor. Anyways. It's the dad that didn't love me, but you know, fuck him. Anyway, may he rest in peace. So as I was saying, it reminded me of the Batmobile. It reminded me from back then, but modernized, you know, and it just had like this nice build to it and everything. And the seats, like you could tell like the opulence that went into making this car, like sewn leather, you know, the stitching you could tell was like done by hand, like all the craftsmanship that went into this thing. And I thought about like, what would I be doing with that car if I had one, you know, driving to work where you have to do like 45 to like 30 sometimes. It just doesn't make sense to have that car. You get on the highway, but out here it's the fastest you can go. I think it's a 65. That car wasn't built for 65 miles an hour. It would just be, it just wouldn't be right. I don't know. But the guy that we spoke to, he had a lot of stories about things that they've done for guests, how going above and beyond is like their thing over there at Wynn. He seemed to be really enthused about working there, had worked there. How many years? Like 14 or something?
Yeah, he was there a while. And what was sort of cool, I mean, actually, I give Wynn credit for this, and I didn't even think about this at the time. It's a little bit fucking amazing that they have these $2.5 million cars literally sitting. They're not behind glass or anything. They're like literally just sitting there behind a very delicate rope with a security person in between. And you can get up pretty close to them, like if you can't go over the rope and you can't touch these cars. But it is pretty cool that they're actually displaying them like that. Like, I don't think you would ever anywhere get that close to something like that. So I give them, I mean, when you think, I mean, I think most people who pass it, inclusive of myself, don't realize how expensive those cars are. But I'm like, wow, what a cool idea. But yeah, I think one of the things that we were discussing a little bit where I said is that employees at Wynn really like to work at Wynn, and they feel, and I think especially because of how Wynn treated people during COVID. But what was that expression that he said, like how he feels when he comes to work, which was really interesting?
I think what he said, that when he comes to work, he doesn't think of it as the Wynn Hotel. He thinks of it as his hotel. Like, he takes like a pride and ownership when it comes to working there. And when he said that, I looked at his name tag. His name tag said Ian. So I just imagined the voice of Steve Wynn, like, "Hi, I'm Ian. And here at the Wynn," you know, like, and little piano music. But he seems to be really like happy to work there. He said he wants to retire there. I think he said retirement happens in another 20 years. He hopes to retire there or something. But he seemed really happy doing what he does there. I want to talk for a minute about the most popular video poker machine in High Limit that you tried to introduce me to. And when we went there, there was absolutely nobody playing video poker in High Limit except for at that one machine.
Yeah,
I know. And I think I know why. Why is that, Michael?
Why? Because that machine is a $1 9.5 jacks. It's a dollar denomination 9.5 jacks or better, which also has super times pay, which is pretty nice. But basically, it's a 9.5 jacks or better game, which is not perfect because 9.6 jacks or better would be your perfect full pay jacks. But considering that you're playing at Wynn and it's only a dollar denomination, and you can even play it on single line, and you can drink those bougie ass cocktails as well as really good coffee, it's a pretty good atmosphere to play. Also, that High Limit room is beautiful. I mean, it's just a great place. It's just a great place to play. But we didn't get on that, unfortunately. But it was sort of good that we didn't get on that, because then I was able to drag your ass to the Tower Suites bar, which is one of the coolest, best kept secret bars in Las Vegas, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, when I was walking with you, I saw a lot more of Wynn than I normally do. Usually if I do go to Wynn, it's to take pictures around the holidays and then I leave. Like, I walk around the casino and I get into the lobby, everything, take the pictures, all that. You know, look at all their Christmassy stuff, take pictures, and I leave. I've walked around the casino before. I've made it to Parasol Down, and it was called Parasol Up at the time. I'm not sure if it's still called that. I'm not sure if they're both called that anymore.
There's an up and a down, but okay. No, it's I think they've changed the name, and they also have the F bar there, but that doesn't matter. I mean, but definitely that's
yeah, in I've that gone that far location. And that was it. And you're like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Oh, let's go over here. And then this is like, you know, how the quickest way to get to certain towers from the Baccarat room or the High Limit room or whatever. Baccarat had its own room. Like, it had Baccarat all fancy on the door. It was like, Baccarat.
That's right. That's Baccarat. Did I walk you through that room and to the back through that hallway where you come out of Tower Suites and they have a door that just says Baccarat?
Yeah. And it's a really,
I mean, the space is really nice, but there's a bar. The Tower Suite section is sort of a hotel within a hotel at Wynn, for those that don't know. It's on the south side of Wynn. And they have a lobby bar, which anybody can go to, which has amazing service, amazing drinks, and you can also smoke cigars. You know, half of it is smoking and half of it is not smoking. And it's just, it's a super, like, cool place to chill. Like, it's comfortable. The service is good and the atmosphere is good. And it's just like, it's a great bar. And didn't you, I mean, and the glassware is really good too. And that's, I think we were joking about that.
Yeah. And also Bloody Mary has the most amazing nuts. Absolutely. Oh, the most amazing nuts.
That was it, because I wanted to get a bite to eat. I said, oh wait, they have the nuts, and they have there's two nuts. One of them is Bloody Mary cashews. And the other one is a truffle cashew, but they give you an unlimited amount of these amazing nuts that you can eat while you're there. And they're like super high quality cashews. So it's a really great treat. And that's actually, the bar is known for it. They've had those for quite a while.
Yeah, I really like, I was making a meal out of those Bloody Mary nuts. Like, I was just like scarfing those things.
It's great. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about Vegas. There are so many cool, you know, nooks and crannies that you can go to. And I did finally I guess it was that night after I saw you, I walked back from the end of my event at Paris and I went into Palazzo to check out their new high limit, you know, lounge. Like they have like a new high limit bar and lounge. And that was also really cool. So I sort of suggest to people to check that out, but that doesn't have video poker. That's as good. That was 8-5 jacks are better, but they also have like super, super bougie drinks, but that's a lot different than the Tower Suites bar, because the Tower Suites bar, you basically don't have to be a gambler at all. And it's just a really good space to hang out. Whereas going somewhere like the bar at the high limit, the new high limit in Palazzo, is a little unusual if you're not going to play video poker. At least I think it's unusual to hang out in a place like that if you're not gambling.
I just sneezed off camera. But anyway, with that, now it's time for the tease. What's up with this tweet, Michael?
Well, I was thinking, and you know, I love this whole thinking thing about like, what is luxury? And one of the things I want to preface before I say it, that doesn't mean that there's like a good or a bad answer, or anything is necessarily good or bad. But I think that there are different types of luxury or different categories of luxury. Some of them are a little humorous. So the other day I did a tweet which said that my Vegas luxury ratings and Caesars I called hashtag faux lux, Circa I called hashtag bro lux, Venetian Palazzo I called hashtag mass market lux, and Wynn I did hashtag real lux. And I purposely left off some of the other ones because I didn't want to go that far, but that's come up a little bit in the tweets. So I was asking people to prove me wrong if I categorize these incorrectly. And it seems that a lot of people agree with me, and a lot of people are super intrigued by Brolux.
Well, why don't you go ahead and, I mean, you explained it to me, but for those who don't know, why don't you go ahead and explain what Brolux is? Bro luxury.
Bro luxury. And not that I'm an expert on bro, but I don't know what that means to be an expert on bro, but basically Circa is rather brilliant, because Circa has created a category of property that was never there before. And I would argue or pontificate that Circa was created as like the ultimate bro place to go. It's the ultimate place for a guy's trip. They've got the largest sports book in the world. They have Stadium Swim, which is like something that's never been created before. They have a lot of restaurants that are, I would say, pretty bro focused. And they also have a really nice room product. I believe, off the top of my head, they're one of the only hotels, or the only hotel in Las Vegas that has rooms with two king size beds. So if two guys were going together to, you know, split a room, they would both get a really nice large bed. They also have suites with bunk beds, I believe. So this is like the ultimate bro escape, and it's still luxurious, but it's meant for that category as opposed to like the bougie-ass luxury of Wynn Las Vegas. So I think this is an untapped, brilliant market. And I know, and I was like saying to you before the show, I know a lot of people always say like, oh, we're just in the room to sleep. We don't care about the room for like guys trips, like quintessential guys trips. But I actually think there are a lot of guys that do care about being in a place with a pretty nice room as well as these other amenities. So there you have it. That's Bro Lux.
Bro luxury, bro travel. Travel bro. No, we can't. We don't have travel bro. That domain
we
is
don't
taken.
Have we don't have travel bro. Yeah, we don't. Have, but no. But don't you? You see, here's what to me the most brilliant thing about it is, this is something that you didn't know the world needed 10 years ago. But now that it's here, it's really cool and really popular. So kudos. I mean, that's great. Don't you think it's great? Like, I mean, I just think, you know, coming up, I never thought of it.
You know what? No matter what format that Circa has gone with, the name of my blog is on a plaque next to Mega Bar, so I would love it no matter what. But it really is an interesting idea. I mean, Victory Burger. I mean, come on, that's a bro. That's a bro kind of a thing. It's burgers, it's meat, and it's Victory.
And look at the coffee place.
You know, Jackpots.
Pots? That's brilliant. I mean, okay, maybe not brilliant, but it's funny. Jackpots, Meltz and I talk about that all the time. Our favorite names, because there's a pizza place at Fountain Blue. It's going to be called Miami Slice.
Yeah.
So that's I don't know. I think Circa, I think they have not been given enough credit of what a smart niche that they're tapping with what they created there. So I think there is a lot of credit for that, because think about it. Nobody else has done what they've done. And you have all these other resorts that could have done it. Like, even like, okay, how about Stadium Swim, right? Think about that. They came up with that concept for Stadium Swim. It is wildly popular. The optics of it are amazing. No other fucking resort came up with that on a Las Vegas Strip. And they've got a lot of money and a lot of resources, but nobody else thought to do something like Stadium Swim, right? They do like Encore Beach Club, and they, you know, and Hard Rock had a great beach club, and, you know, Virgin now has one, and all the whatever the one is called at MGM, everyone duplicated it, but nobody thought to do something like Stadium Swim, right? It's pretty interesting. I mean, when you think about it.
Very unique. Like, I had a hard time wrapping my brain around exactly what it was when it first opened. I was like, so it's a stadium, but of pools to watch sports. Okay. And I had to think about that. I was like, that's very unique. It sounds like a bunch of bros might have came up with that idea. You know, I was like, I don't know, but it works. It's extremely popular, and it's definitely working out over there. We are now at the 19-minute mark. Is there any closing thoughts?
We've got to cut it off, but I'm curious what other people think. But I think that not enough credit has been given to what an interesting market that is. And who knows, maybe there are other types of markets out there. I don't know, but it is. You know, all the other resorts, basically, most of the resort stuff caters to women, you know, like with spas and shopping and that kind of stuff. So here you have, you know, finally a resort that's like catering to the bro in a luxury environment.
And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at TravelZorkTravel.com to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.